Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back, you guys. It is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. So I would love to talk to you about just that today, and that is inspiration. Everybody's saying, how do you get inspired? How can I keep this inspiration? You know, I'm setting myself up for all of these different goals, but I'm just finding that I'm lacking inspiration. So this word, I think that people are walking around thinking that we're just going to get struck with lightning, or that there's the lucky few out there who just wake up inspired every single day. And I'm going to break it to you now. Inspiration is a habit, right? If you're not doing the things to get inspired and stay inspired, you will not be living in inspiration. So there are really specific things that we can all be doing to get inspired. And I think that sometimes we also have to realize that the things that we think can bring us inspiration might not be the things that we need right now for inspiration, or they might not be our ways to get inspired, right? It just depends on what you're doing and what you love and what you've been doing. So for me, there's some staples, but even sometimes the staples need to get mixed up. So inspiration for me, every morning, I kind of have an inspiration ritual. I don't kind of have an inspiration ritual. I really have an inspiration ritual. So I wake up and I start with a mantra, because every morning I wake up, for the most part, 9 times out of 10, I can tell you I don't wake up like, yay, I'm so happy for another day. I'm like, dang, I feel tired. Or, oh man, I have all this to do. And immediately when I hear those thoughts, I switch them to gratitude, or I switch them to the mode that I want to get in. So I have a quick healthy mantra. And for me, it's just all of the things that I want to be feeling wrapped up in one. And here is a big hint. It is easy for me to remember and it flows off my tongue, right? So maybe this one doesn't hit you. So you have to create your own, but just don't make it too lengthy or you'll forget how it goes. So mine is, I'm happier, healthier, and wealthier and more fit than I was yesterday, because it hits on everything that I want to focus on. I'm happier, healthier, wealthier, and more fit than I was yesterday. So it reminds me that basically I'm choosing all of these things. I'm choosing to be happier. I'm choosing to be healthier. I'm choosing to do things that make me wealthier, whatever that means to me in every way, and more fit, right? That I'm getting healthier and healthier and healthier by the day, whether that's with what my thoughts are thinking or what I'm doing with my body or what I'm choosing to put in my body. It's just saying you're getting better every day because you're choosing better immediately in the morning. And for the most part, every morning I wake up, I'm able to switch to this pretty quickly now. Before, it took me a while. I mean, it would be like second cup of coffee, I'd still be mumbling it. I'm happier, healthier, wealthier, more fit than I was yesterday. And now it's kind of like I make myself say it with gusto. And that is a huge thing. I jump out of bed and I literally try to throw my arms up in the air. You can think it's crazy. Your spouse might think you're nuts. But I'm telling you, like Tony Robbins always said, it's about changing your state. So how can you change that physical state right away? I mean, do you want to choose to be in that crappy mood, or do you want to choose to change it and look corny? I mean, I will take looking a little bit corny any day to be happier and start becoming that attracting magnet, right? Start getting in the mode of happiness, healthiness, being more fit, wealthier, whatever that looks like to you. So I start my day every day with a healthy mantra, and that's just the quickest way to choose your thoughts instead of letting your day choose your thoughts for you, right? Letting you start thinking of your schedule or grabbing your phone right away and looking at texts and letting people tell you how your day is going to go instead of you choosing and slowly setting up how your day is going to go. That's really, really big, you guys. Who are you allowing to create your day? Are you letting your own choices and thoughts shape it by, guiding them gently, guiding them slowly to where you want to go? Are you letting your emails and letting your text messages, can all of those things wait just 10 more minutes until you've set up your day, had a little bit of space for yourself so that you don't feel resentful, right? I promise you, you're going to feel so much better doing this. Don't let someone else guide how your day is going to go or their feelings when they sent that email or when they sent that text. So another ritual for me is I like to do some quick reading in the morning, like sometimes just even 5 minutes. So get some quick books. And when I say quick books, I mean books that are like you can read one page at a time. I love Robin Sharma's Who Will Cry When You Die. I know it's kind of a crazy title, but it's like the most inspirational book. I love it. It's just like two paragraphs a day, and right away it just gets you thinking. I love Gabrielle Bernstein's Miracles Now, because that one's a page at a time. They're great, great, great for the morning just to reset your mind. I know a lot of people, read all of their different, just their favorite little shots of inspiration, or maybe a quote book that you can read so that it's just short and you don't feel like you have to do so much. Because I promise you, when you feel like you have to read for 15 or 20 minutes and you're not in this habit yet, pretty soon that book's not going to get picked up, because it's kind of like you can't pick up where you left off sometimes. If this works for you, that's awesome. But maybe if you're in the very beginning stages, get books that are just the 1 to 2 pages at a time. It's so great. It just kind of refocuses and re-guides your thoughts. So another thing that I like to do for inspiration is to get out into inspiration, right? So if you can move, if you can walk, if you can do anything like that and move your body to get inspired, this is huge, because we know when we move our body, that's when we start really releasing those good chemicals. We start shifting things around and getting out of that funky mood, and our body starts to release the chemicals that we need for the day to start feeling good. So another way to get inspired and just start feeling good is to give your loved ones a hug. So hugging releases oxytocin in the body. It's basically just like a great feel-good chemical release into your body. So there are a few things you can do right away in the morning to start choosing inspiration. And throughout your day, listen to podcasts. I know you're doing this right now. So listen to podcasts, compliment people randomly if that's your thing, and just start seeing the different things that you do that make you feel good, make you feel inspired, hold the door for people, because the better that you feel, the more inspired things you're going to want to be doing. And we'll have a longer conversation on this later. But you guys, if you loved this, make sure that you share with somebody that you know could use a quick shot of inspiration. And as always, I am so grateful to chat with you. Thank you for taking me with you and for being so open for us to just have this conversation. So for more information, go to loriharter.com. I have so much fun stuff there for you. I've got a lot of free gifts that you can go opt in for and download. So if you want some free goodies, I am your girl, and thank you again. Have the most amazing day earning your happy and getting inspired. Until next time. Mwah.